are tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You gotta point out the words that you rapping about.
I don't remember the lyrics or else I would have kept going.
It's an easy man. Yeah. You know what it is. It is that after show. We are going here for Stevie J and Jocelyn Go Hollywood. It's your boy Jimmy V. You can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff at Be Your Own Dad. Let me introduce my co-host here. What's popping, brother?
Yo, it's Khalil with Boo Boo. Mm. And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Khalil with Boo Boo. Mm.
Bars, of course. Hey, but
way to keep it going.
Once again, if you guys have been tuned into our after shows, we always start a song that was Stevie J produced. So as you just heard, that was B.I.G. Puff Daddy and the Family's song called Victorious. If you did want to,
that was a classic record.
Yes, if you didn't want to look that record up, you know that's just
one of
that
big
Stevie
best
J
verses.
Did. Oh, that
you and
tough.
If you disagree, come at me on Twitter and tell me which one is his best.
Right.
One of his best verses.
Which actually shout out to everybody who made a comment on last week's video.
Yeah, they knew Lisa
a lot
Ray.
Of people knew who shout Lisa Ray was. Shout out to you, and I appreciate you guys always continuing the conversation. I was actually surprised, you know.
So. I wasn't. If you watch Stevie J and Jocelyn, you know it's Lisa Ray.
It depends on the type of audience that actually watches
Stevie J and Jocelyn.
Exactly.
You know Lisa Ray.
So with this whole episode here introduces the Jordan clan, aka Stevie J's extended family.
His kids are cute.
You know, they're actually cool. They've got a cool relationship
like
with
kids.
Stevie J. Yeah.
I like them. I don't like calling them kids, but I like his kids.
All right. Yeah. They're all like what? At least older than
they're like high school,
15,
like college.
Like.
High school, college, yeah.
Exactly. So they're all grown. I was actually surprised in the relationship that they actually have with Jocelyn, matter of fact.
Really?
Well, on camera, it sounded like they didn't kind of like her, but
when
they were on the beach.
Do you have a stepmom or a stepdad or anything like that?
I don't.
Oh, see, that's why. See, that's exactly how it goes.
Okay. Well,
yes, I've been there.
Speak.
No, just with the whole. I've done the stepdad thing. Not me being the stepdad, but
right.
Just to clear that up. But yeah, like they ask you about him. Like, no, I don't like this dude. Like, why would I like him? What has he done for me to like?
True.
But like when you get in front of him, you can't like just off break be rude because for one, that's rude, and then. I don't have a second reason, but it's just like they try, like you can see them trying to like win you over and to be nice to you because
doing specific
things. Yeah, because they're interested in your parent and it's like, why are we doing this to each other? Let's just not.
Interesting. Okay. Well, to dive into this episode here, it all starts off with, Faith Hill, if you guys don't know who Faith Hill is.
Faith Evans.
Oh, you are, excuse moi, for Faith Evans, that's right. Why did I say Faith Hill?
I don't know who Faith Hill is.
Faith Hill. Wasn't she another R&B?
No. Faith Hill is a country singer.
A country singer. Oh, I'm on the whole different genre here. But yeah.
I'm proud of you for knowing that, though.
Right. So she links up with Stevie J. They made a track called I'll Be Missing You, which was absolutely pretty sure that went platinum or something.
Beautiful song.
Like that.
Beautiful
exactly.
Song. Back and, when Faith was in her heyday.
That's right.
Faith
yeah.
was out here killing everything.
She was on multiple tracks, matter of fact. So, but the whole idea of that meeting there was she's having a concert and she wanted to invite Jocelyn along to perform at her concert.
Now, we're in L.A. and I was like, when she said it, I was thinking to myself, why didn't I know about this concert? I would have went.
Well, I'm pretty sure every scene on this show, they need to do something that's helping out Stevie J and Jocelyn. Right. So I think that was the exact reason why she wanted to invite her to the so-called concert, which I haven't heard of.
Yeah. But, I would have went. Not saying, not like shade, but like, I would have went.
So, you know, so you are a Jocelyn fan?
No, it was
artist-wise.
It was Faith. I would have went for. I would have went for Faith. Yes.
Not for Jocelyn.
I would have went for Faith. If Jocelyn was there, I mean, there's really nothing I could do about that. I guess sit through it, but I would have went for Faith.
I'm glad we cleared that bad boy up then. So, and speaking of Jocelyn, in the following scene, she goes to a speech therapist or someone to help her
accent coach
pronounce her words. Yes, because we all know she's the Puerto Rican princess.
And, what was the word that she couldn't get right?
It started with an A or something. It was like, what, acknowledgement or something?
No, it wasn't acknowledgement, but she just had the roughest time.
Well, she's starting, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't be afraid to ever start something, because when you start, like, you're going to be bad.
The old man was like, you have a good tongue.
Yeah.
There's no way you can say that sentence without sounding creepy. You have a good tongue. You like, you go see a girl, like, you got a good tongue. Yeah, girl, I like your tongue.
I think it works really well. Thinking of Stevie J back in the day.
That was Stevie J.
The sleaze waves.
That is something Stevie J would tell you.
Exactly. So, but hey, at least she's actually trying, though. I mean,
she is. She is. And I commend her for that. That's what's up. That's what, it, like, she's definitely doing the Hollywood shuffle right now.
Yeah.
Taking the acting classes, going to the accent coach. That's the Hollywood shuffle.
Making all the proper moves that she has to actually make.
So hats off to you, Jocelyn.
Which they actually end up going on Brandy Glanville podcast. She was a Beverly Hills housewife. So they
Housewives of Beverly Hills, yeah.
So they invited Stevie J and Jocelyn on the podcast, and they talk about stuff that always ends up having to be about sex, and it goes to a tightening up vagina. Have you ever heard of this?
No, but again, that was another part that was like very LA, where like people go through these extremes to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, or like to stay on top or to defy aging.
Right.
Where like back east, it's like, look, bro, I'm fat and I'm old. Like, I, that's just me. I am what I am.
Yes.
So, which, I don't know. That's the one thing I really kind of dislike about L.A., the whole Hollywood scene.
That is a huge difference.
I've never heard of tightening your vagina. I didn't know that was
possible. I never heard of it, too. I know about the fake tits, the fake asses.
Yeah.
But I never heard of tightening up the vagina, so that's something new.
Yeah.
And apparently, Brandy got this done because her ex said something after she had some kids, loosey-goosey there. So she was like,
loose like,
you're not going to be able to say that again.
Say, girl, you loose like pocket change. I don't know what to tell you.
So that, I guess later on in the thing, Jocelyn ends up going into the steam thing. Was that what
it was doing? Steam. It was cold, though, but like, I think that was...
They never said what that was.
Yeah, they never... I think it was to, like, you go in... I don't know how true this is, but, like, you go in to, like, this, like, basically, like, a freezer.
Like a hyperbolic chamber or something.
Yeah, for Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Okay? the freezer. And then, like, it's supposed to, like, tighten all your muscles and your skin and keep everything, like, tight and youthful.
Okay.
I don't know if it actually works. I go outside and it's cold, and I'm like, this
hell
is bullshit.
No. I feel like so. I've seen that one time. I was watching a Floyd Mayweather training thing, and after he got done training, he went into this thing where it was like negative 20 degrees or something, and it does keep the muscles tight, whatever it was. So that's how I kind of related.
And I understand, like, okay, so take that reference, right? Like, Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. He's training for his next match. He's got to make sure his body's in tip-top form for the max. Okay. Yeah. Now, in the Hollywood sense, like, yeah, I get it. Your face and your body is your moneymaker. That is your match. And you do have to make sure that you keep it, you know, in a certain light where it's supposed to be. But I don't know. Like, I just kind of like, well, where do you draw the line? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, with the athlete, you draw the line of steroids. Like, where do you draw the line with the actress?
They don't.
Trying to stay young.
That's why.
Because women aren't allowed to age in Hollywood.
That's right.
Men can age, but not women.
And I was going to say, that's why we have people walking around here after doing 3, 4, 5 plastic surgeries, all that. They don't even look like who they were at birth. It's crazy. Hey. No shade. But, so.
All tea.
So the whole idea of the Jordan clan coming, we got the kids who actually made it on the show. Mm-hmm. So I guess, this is a starting platform for them. So not a bad idea.
But they seem, like I said, I like them. They're cool.
Yeah, cool. We got Sadie, who is in college. We got Stevie.
Sade.
Sade.
She would probably be really mad at you.
I'm getting all the names. My fault. We got Stevie Jr. as well as we got Savannah. Did I say that right?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah, I'm with you on that one.
2 for 3. So then they
just
have
Savannah, but... Yeah, they pronounce it like that, yeah.
I actually had a friend back in the day named Savannah, and she always got mad when I said Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia. That's why. And,
right. But all the family comes to L.A., and they have this whole reunion, I guess, and Stevie J is pretty much breaking down the things that they're going to go down. But the interesting topic of conversation was when Jocelyn came up and they threw some shade speaking up for stripper ways.
I can't fault them or like try to even play like devil's advocate with it. It's just like, no, yeah, I agree. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, yeah,
they made a great point where they said that she's not mature enough for you. Which we know she's like, what, 27, 28?
No, she's like 20. I thought she was like 24.
They met when...
25.
No. I remember on the last episode, she said, we met 3 years ago. And I think at that point, she was like 24 or 25 or something. But, okay, so she's 25 to 30, right?
Either way, yeah. She's somewhere in the young age.
Yes.
So...
So, on the idea of...
She's not too much older than them.
So. Yeah, no. But Stevie, he's 40-something.
Yeah.
He's in his low 40s, though. Low 40s, yes, exactly, which is what I'll probably end up doing by my 40s. But, you know, we got to keep him young. But this whole idea of her being mature enough for Stevie, what do you think?
I don't... Okay, so one of them, I forget which one said this, but they said it, that she wasn't a right match. As far as, like, being mature enough, yeah, but I mean, if, like, we're talking levels of maturity, if Jocelyn's at a level 3, Stevie's at, like, level 4, level 5.
I knew you were going to say that.
She's not too far behind, honestly. But as far as, like, not being a good fit, I do agree with that.
Not that part, I'm like,
you know what? Like y'all clearly have a thing for each other, and y'all care about each other. You spend enough time with anybody, you'll care for them.
True,
but as far as like, I don't walk with them day to day, so I don't know. But on the outside looking in, it don't look like it. Just looks like Stevie found him a hot piece of meat, and he's trying to keep it. Connection. I think it's missing. Like, have you ever, like, looked at some people? And I'm only saying this because he brought it up in the show, and he said, I'm not trying to be the Obamas. You ever, like, look at Michelle and Barack and be like,
click.
They got something real right there. Like, it's like an unspoken vibe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. What do you think?
I think they click with each other. I don't think in the long run they're going to last, but I think for the time being, it's like Jocelyn's young, she wants someone to spoil him, she's got a badass body, so here comes BBJ who wants a nice piece of meat, and then bam, I think that's just what it is. As far as being stepmom,
stepmama, that's what we should have
stepmama the year or something.
Stepdaddy, you heard that song?
I actually have it now. So.
Y'all look that up. Yin Yang Twin Stepdaddy. Not playing. I did not make that up.
They had some joints back in the day. But so that was pretty much the idea of this whole episode.
Yeah.
Which brings me to, I wanted to bring up this point. Lovin' Hip Hop was successful because there was multiple stories going right. on at once. They kind of intercrossed with each other right. just with the storyline. And that's what kind of always kept it entertaining. With this show here, if they're not fighting or arguing, what is it?
Because it ain't love. No, I feel you. But I mean, we kind of spoke about this off camera where like, It moves a little slow in comparison to Love and Hip Hop, which this show was spent off of. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they got their own show was because they were such great characters on Love and Hip Hop with the mischief and the mess that they would get into.
Right.
And it's like now there's not so much of the mess. Stevie J isn't driving the bus anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, I don't know. We don't like you're trying like. I don't know. It's a broken family, but it's not like, I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
We'll see. Yeah. Make sure you please comment below as far as where do you think this show is going to take them? I mean, is it here for entertainment? Is it here for?
Oh, it's clearly here for entertainment. But I get what you mean. Like, where is the show going to?
Right.
How is this show like the trajectory of the show? Like, but if you ask me where does Love and Hip Hop go, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know where the shit goes.
I couldn't tell you. Circles. I couldn't tell you that
for a whole season,
man. But that is just what it is for the Stevie J and Justin show. Any predictions for next week?
I have a prediction.
And now you're after Buzz.
Y'all
TV.
Get ready for this one.
Woo!
Predictions.
My prediction is. In 8 years, nobody's going to care about this show.
That's real. I stand by that.
That was rude. I shouldn't have said that. I take that back.
It's kind of true, though. It's so, the truth, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
And, matter of fact, we Faith made a great point at the start of the show. She said that she's not popping now.
She's popping, yeah.
As Stevie J. And as we know in the entertainment realm, once you get popping, you try everything to stay popping, you mm-hmm. know, and then once you kind of slide off, it's hard to get back up there.
Right.
So that's why mm-hmm. the spinoff show came from
mm-hmm.
well, Love and Hip Hop, honestly. But as far as predictions, we saw they show a clip for next week's show. Jocelyn is performing and she kind of stops the whole show.
I don't know. Okay, so this is why I didn't want to feed too much into that, because when they cut it, they cut it was you heard her say wait. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like I don't know. I would think if there was a bigger moment, then maybe they would have put that in there. And so they're trying to allude to something, and it's like, oh, we get there next week, because they've done this to us before.
And then it's a whole different...
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I've learned on these reality shows, the editing, whoever is doing the editing for these shows deserves a goddamn Oscar. Because they make you think one thing, and it's the whole opposite. And mm-hmm. it's like, y'all just played me. I mean, so...
Yeah.
Is she gonna make herself look like a fool in front of 8,000 people? I highly doubt it. Uh-huh. But that's what the clip kind of wants you to assume. Oh. Shots.
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see
next week.
Right. Where are you at this Wednesday?
No, it's not Wednesday. It's February 25th. I'm at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles on Sunset. You better come through Thursday, February 25th. And in the meantime, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
And you can find the kid, Jimmy V, at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Be Your Own Dad. Leave a comment. Make sure you continue the conversation. Thank you for joining us this week. Catch you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.